Page 9. Listening. Exercise 2. You are going to hear an interview with Angela Logan talking about a book she wrote. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hi, everyone. Today our guest is Angela Logan, who has just written a fascinating book called More Than a Name. Angela, in your book, you show how a person's name can have an effect on their life. Does this have a scientific basis?
Absolutely, Ed. A lot of research has been done recently on this subject.
Well, I'm keen to hear some examples.
Certainly. In one study done in Wales, it was found that people who like their names usually have a good self-image.
Why is that?
Think about it. When you introduce yourself to someone, do you feel embarrassed about your name? Your name is a big part of your identity, and if you don't like it or you think other people don't like it, this will have a negative effect on how you feel about yourself.
I suppose so. What else have they learned?
Well, at a US university, researchers looked at girls with names that sound like boys' names. For example, Taylor, Madison, and Alex. They compared them to girls with more feminine names, like Isabella, Anna, and Elizabeth.
What was the difference between the two groups?
They found that girls with names like Madison are much more likely to study science and maths. Girls with names like Elizabeth are more likely to study languages or art.
How strange. Do they know why?
Well, in the past, people thought that girls shouldn't study technical subjects. So people don't expect a girl with a feminine name to study maths. This doesn't mean she can't, but people often behave according to what other people expect of them.
Did they study boys' names as well?
Yes, a lot of boys these days have names that are traditionally girls' names, like Ashley and Shannon. Studies have found that these boys are very likely to have behaviour problems. They often cause a lot of trouble at school.
Is it because they get teased?
Yes, kids can be cruel. So these boys' self-image goes down and they behave badly. The funny thing is that the behaviour problems get even worse if there's a girl in the class with the same name.
And what about surnames? Do they also have an effect?
Yes. Another study found that the first letter of your surname can affect your life.
Oh, that sounds familiar. My surname is Wilson, and I think I know what you're going to say.
Okay, let's hear it.
At school, our teachers would call us in alphabetical order. I was always at the end of the list because my surname begins with a W. I hated it. I felt like I got less time and attention because I was always last.
That's the point, but it's more than just annoying. Researchers analysed lists of successful academics and top executives. They found that among these people, there were many more with surnames that begin with the letters A to M than with the letters N to Z.
Personally, I think I've succeeded in life despite my name.
Good. I didn't mean that it's impossible.
Thanks a lot, Angela. You've given us a lot to think about.